You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our text again will be Luke chapter 18, verse 40 to 43. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, saying, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." Then Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. There's something we need to observe carefully in this passage. When the blind man said to Jesus that he wants to receive his sight, did you notice that Jesus did not say, "I heal you"? Jesus did not say, "Okay, I restore your sight." That was not what Jesus said. Jesus simply said, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well." I was just wondering, how come Jesus didn't take credit for that healing? Jesus told this man that it was his faith that made him well. It was his faith. I've never seen a man of God said something like this, that he recognized that the reason why this person has been healed is because personally this person has exercised faith. Not so much that the preacher had done anything, but this person of himself has exercised faith, because when we truly exercise faith, God will respond to us. This man exercised faith, but Jesus didn't claim that healing. Jesus said, "Your faith has made you whole." Do you know that Jesus, with this statement, has encouraged us in faith? Instead of saying, "I heal you, I am the one that I'm going to heal you now," and he didn't connect your healing to your faith, what happens is that you may appreciate the fact that he had healed you, but your faith may not grow. You may not have confidence in the fact that when you believe in the Lord, you will receive what you have believed. You see, God encourages our faith. He will allow you to believe in something, and he will do it and let you see that, your faith can produce, because he wants to encourage our faith. He wants our faith to grow. He doesn't want this man's faith to stop at just receiving his sight. He wants him to know that he must live by faith, and that his faith is sufficient. His faith is effective. He didn't take the glory. It's amazing that Jesus will not even take credit for healing. And look at what happened immediately. And the Bible says, immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. Did you see? This man was glorifying God. What happened to the people around? And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. They didn't praise the man of God. They gave praise to God. Jesus pointed them to the Father. Brethren, how much more? If Jesus, who is worthy of worship, who is worthy of praise, can point us to the Father, how much more must we never point men to ourselves? Must we never appear as if, yes, we are the one doing it? Did you know really that a lot of things that the Lord is doing is because his children are exercising faith? You must be very careful not to take the glory of the Lord. If you are a preacher, you must be careful not to take the glory of the Lord. Allow people's faith to grow. Allow believers to know that when they exercise their faith, even in their private capacity, God will do unto them that which they have come to believe. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.